Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Pretenders and I'll Stand By You. Now we're into the second hour of the show. How's that happened already? But I now feel duty-bound to tell you more about tonight's intense debate on the Twitterverse or X, whatever you want to call it. But quite simply, what is unbelievable is the coincidental nature of this post. I've always been a movie buff fan, enjoyed many films over the years, collected magazines, etc., kept up to date with what's going on in the film world. And I noticed yesterday, by examining Twitter for a little while, that James Bond was trending on Twitter. Yesterday afternoon, I noticed this. Never thought too much more of it. There's the old debate that's been raging ever since Daniel Craig announced he was handing over the mantle, so to speak, which became very necessary if you see the plot of the last Bond film. But I decided to ask, who would be the best next James Bond? This was before any further news came out. And there were four choices on my poll, at Ben Sim Radio, on Twitter. Who would be the best next James Bond? Names that have been mentioned on numerous occasions. Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy. Those were the four names selected by me for your consideration. Now, since I posted that, incredibly, more news came to light about the fact that one Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. He's 33, Aaron Taylor Johnson. He's been in many films like Kick-Ass and its sequel. Quite a lot of work he's done. And incredibly, I put that poll up and within a few hours it's been revealed on the internet that Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. Obviously, they wouldn't leak that unless it was incredibly, incredibly likely he was going to accept. But let's assume, let's play devil's advocate and assume he doesn't accept. Who would be the best next James Bond if Aaron Taylor Johnson refuses? So, what do you think? Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy. Those are the four choices. At the moment, there's a clear winner who surged ahead, but there are still about 45 minutes left to cast a vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Your four choices are Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy and Cillian Murphy. So yeah, who would you rather have? Superman, Luther, the Kray twins or Mr. Oppenheimer? As the next James Bond, you can decide at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And it's a single click or tap on whatever device you're using to cast your vote. And why not give it a retweet, a repost? More people can see the poll. Although we've had a lot of votes come in for this already. So thank you very much to everyone who's voted. I'm very happy with the figures for this poll. It's been viewed many times and had quite a lot of votes as a result, which is fabulous. So, I'll just say it one final time. Who would be the best next James Bond? Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy or Cillian Murphy? But let's be clear, news has broken in the last 24 hours that Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role. Incredible. I'm intrigued to know how they're going to justify what happened at the end of No Time to Die. If you don't know, I don't want to spoil it for you, so close your ears now. Yes, there's very little doubt James Bond died at the end of the last film. He gets into a lot of scrapes in the history of his character, but this time it did seem pretty unavoidable. So how are they going to justify it? Is it a mantle that gets passed on to another agent who takes on the persona? Or is it kind of just like a title, a job, if you like? Or are they going to have a multiverse kind of thing where it's just ignored and it's a different person? I don't know how it's going to be justified. I'm intrigued to find out what is going to be done with it. I think the most frustrating thing will just be if they totally ignore what happened at the end of the last film and just carry on and act as if it didn't happen. All options are possible. Right, let's get more music on these very airwaves, shall we? Yes, absolutely. And thanks to Steve Williamson, we're now going to hear from Alanis Morissette. Thank you. Thank you.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Alanis Morissette, and thank you on the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until midnight. If you want to get in touch, you can on social media, Ben Simmons or Ben Simmons Radio and at Ben Sim Radio. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio is on Facebook. At Ben Sim Radio is on Twitter /X. Thanks to everybody that's voted in the intense debate tonight. So, who would be a good next James Bond? Who would be the best, even, next James Bond? Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, and Cillian Murphy. Absolutely. Results will be revealed before I depart at midnight, and probably you've got about 40 minutes, 38 minutes left to vote, I dare say. So, wonderful. Now, a few more tips on helping you to declutter or helping you to try and avoid clutter. Why am I doing that? Because it is Clutter Awareness Week, all week this week. And a famous cultural standard bearer of a decluttering movement, Marie Kondo, is quoted as saying, "If every single belonging in your possession sparks joy, it's worth keeping. If it doesn't bring you any joy, it is not worth keeping. It's a galvanizing way of letting go of many things, asking yourself if something brings you joy in any way whatsoever. It might be an ornament, it might be a keepsake, it might be a memory, it might be, you know, it's an object that brings about a memory or something like that. You know, anything in your home. If it makes you smile, if it brings you joy, it's got to be worth keeping, hasn't it? Also, people find it very hard to get rid of gifts. It's also important to recognise the important part of a gift is the act of giving and receiving. Many gifts, in fact, go unused, unwanted. Because they were gifts, people feel bad about getting rid of them. But remember the act, remember the transaction of love and care, the act of giving and receiving, that has already happened. If you end up not using the gift, you might as well get rid of it. The joy, the interaction brought about has already happened, and you can keep that memory. What else? Well, this seems a bit harsh, but it could work. Use the 90-90 rule. What is the 90-90 rule? Well, it doesn't have to be as hard and fast as this, but ask yourself, when it comes to an item, if you're considering keeping it or getting rid of it, have you used it in the last 90 days, and are you likely to use it in the 90 days to come? If the answer to both is no, get rid of it. Obviously, 90-90 is the rule, but the actual amount of 90 days can be adjusted to something more meaningful in your life that's relevant to you. But have you used it in a certain time span? Are you likely to use it in that time span again into the future? If the answer is no, get rid of it. And yes, there's hassle involved in getting rid of something, but charity shops these days will take in most items and be grateful that you've donated it to them. If you've got time and are willing, you can use places like Vinted to sell old clothes. You can use eBay to sell most items you'd probably be considering getting rid of in your home. And, you know, if the worst comes to the worst and you need to get rid of a lot of stuff quite quickly, you can always just take it to your local rubbish tip, many of which do actually have recycling spaces for clothes and shoes and stuff like that. But, you know, yeah, there's always a way of getting rid of clutter. Right, so it's 11:15. We've got plenty more music to get into the show before I consider leaving you. We've got to find out the results of that intense debate on who the next James Bond could be if Aaron Taylor-Johnson does not take up the mantle, but I think it's extremely likely he will. I haven't even talked to you about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm going to do that soon. In the meantime, though, thanks to Ian Lee, we're now going to hear from Duran Duran.
Around.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Duran Duran and Save a Prayer. This is Ben Simmons on Phoenix FM with the show that goes like this with you for another 40 minutes and 30 seconds, which means you've got about 30 minutes left to cast your vote in tonight's intense debate on Twitter. Who, if Aaron Taylor-Johnson refuses, would be the best next James Bond? Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy or Cillian Murphy? Results coming up in about 32 minutes' time, to be overly specific. Now, there's not many radio shows where you get songs all linked to nursing, whether it's about saving, caring, looking after, etc. All throughout the show that have been suggested by the lovely Leg End listeners, plus celebrities having a birthday, plus a roving reporter that's trampled on grounds of an RHS property in Essex, who also gives you information about how to declutter your house, and then gives you information about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all in the same 2 hours. How on earth is that possible? I loved watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon when I was younger, and then have enjoyed its transition to the big screen. I think I've only seen one of the films, actually. They brought out a series of films, and then they brought out started another series of animated films, haven't they? But, yes, the exploits of Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello and Michelangelo. In fact, you just Google the word teenage and the first thing that comes up is Mutant Ninja Turtles, which shows you their popularity. Quite incredible. Did you know they began as a comic book which was a parody of Daredevil and 80s comics in general? Yes, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a parody of the Daredevil comic book. Their creators wanted to poke fun at the dark, gritty, ninja-oriented trends of comics at the time. So the origin of the Turtles and Daredevil is very similar. So, yeah, incredible. And also, you probably remember the theme tune, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes in a Half Shell, Turtle Power. I remember it. But, unbelievably, the creator of The Big Bang Theory wrote the theme tune to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Chuck Lorre, who's got incredible success as the creator of The Big Bang Theory and other sitcoms as well, 2.5 Men I'm thinking of, he was heavily involved with. He wrote the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme tune. Incredible. And amazingly, bearing in mind what an adversary he became in the films, in the cartoon, a Shredder is the nemesis of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. In the comics, Shredder was killed in the first issue. Unbelievable, he was stabbed and died in an attempt to blow up the turtles and himself with a grenade. That is amazing to me. Right, I need to have a lie down. Let's have some more music. Let's have something that was suggested on social media by Denise Hare. Great suggestion, Denise. Here's Carol King.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care and nothing is going right. got a friend.
Carole King, You've Got a Friend, suggested by Denise Hare. Thanks again, Denise. Fantastic stuff. It's the 19th of March, very nearly the 20th, in about 32 minutes' time. But this show still has plenty of tracks to squeeze in, facts about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to get in, the result of the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse about James Bond, and got to sum it all up before I leave you at midnight. All still to happen, so keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com, and available on smart speaker. Now, facts about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Obviously, they were called that in America. Overseas, they were called Hero Turtles, not Ninjas. I'll explain why in a second. But in the relatively recent live-action films, it took three people to play one turtle. There were two puppeteers, one who controlled the eyes and one who controlled the mouth, and then the third person was the martial artist actor in the suit. And in particular, the United Kingdom hated the fact that Michelangelo's weapon of choice was nunchucks, and they didn't like the word ninjas either. The British government was very strict about violence in children's programming and not keen on the turtles being trained in assassination. and carrying chain sticks. Didn't want it to be a bad influence on the nation's youth. So the show was called Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles in the UK and other overseas to the USA territories. In the comics, this is amazing, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures number 64, the turtles from the future end up in the past with Raphael punching Adolf Hitler in the face. Wow, okay. I never got into the comics, but there we go. And in, there's this thing these days, it happens with the likes of Star Trek, Star Wars, the MCU. What is regarded as canon? What is accepted as absolute fact about that universe? In the TMNT canon, there are three fifth turtles. What on earth is this about? The first one was called Kirby and came from Kevin Eastman, one of the creators. Concept art for an unmade fourth live-action movie. Then came Venus de Milo from Ninja Turtles, The Next Mutation. And then in the comic book series, there's Jenica. So, yeah, Kirby, Venus de Milo and Jenica. Didn't really seem to fit, does it? There's been amazing crossovers from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They've had crossovers into the world of Transformers, into the world of Ghostbusters, into the world of Batman, Power Rangers and many more. That would be weird, wouldn't it? You're watching the MCU and Turtles suddenly show up. I think the closest we've got to that in anything to do with Star Wars, because of George Lucas and Steven Spielberg being friends, is in images of the Senate shown in the prequels, Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. You can see ETs hanging out in there. Yeah, there are ETs featured in the Phantom Menace, most definitely. So there we go. We may have time to squeeze in a final couple of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle facts, but I've got plenty more tracks still to come, so I've got to get a lot of those in towards the end of the show, such as this one suggested by our very own Nigel Fitzmaurice, Classic Bill Withers.
Brother, when you need a hand, we all need
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ah yes, Bill Withers and Lean on Me. Fantastic stuff. Now, one final fact about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to bring you. Obviously, there were films with puppeteers involved and martial arts actors in suits. Then there were more live-action films done more recently where CGI was used to create the live-action turtles. And those turtles, according to director Jonathan Liebsman, were based on real people. Raphael was based on Clint Eastwood. I did not know this. Donatello was based on Leonard Nimoy. And Leonardo, for some bizarre reason, was a combination of Russell Crowe's eyes and Nelson Mandela's lips. And yet he doesn't say anything about Michelangelo. Why go into that detail about the others and then just, yeah, Michelangelo was there as well. But there we go. I may have to rewatch some movies about turtles. I can remember I worked at a bowling alley when I was a teenager and they had an arcade section and they had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, which I liked. Happy to admit. Okay, more music to come. Still quite a few tracks to squeeze in. Can I possibly get five in before I leave you? And the results of the intense debate. Yeah, who could be the next James Bond if Aaron Taylor-Johnson refuses? Not that he will. Would it be Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy or Cillian Murphy? You've got about 13 minutes left to vote if you want to at Bensim Radio on Twitter. In the meantime, thanks to the one and only Mr. James Ludlow. Bearing in mind all the tracks relate to caring, looking after, saving, etc. on Certified Nurses Day. Here, with a song absolutely everyone in the world has probably heard at some time or another, are the Rembrandts. Don't often get the full version. Here we go.
Job's a joke you broke. Your love lies to your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you. In the rain, the stars, the moon. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. 'Cause you're there for me too.
It is rare to hear the whole track, isn't it? The Rembrandts and I'll Be There For You. Do you know the second verse? Someone to face the day with and make it through all the rest with. All that gubbins, yeah. Amazing stuff. The Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You, suggested by James Ludlow in social media in the run-up to the show. That's how it works. Make a suggestion. It fits with the theme. It gets played on the airwaves. You can feel slightly smug about yourself. Marvellous, marvellous stuff. 18 minutes and 50-odd seconds to go until I leave you from these airwaves. We hand over to the news at midnight and then Destination Dawn to take you right through till 7 o'clock, at which point Mike Porter will be back with Mikey's breakfast show once again, 7 till 10. And then it all carries on. Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch, etc., etc. So, yeah, a great station to listen to. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. Always interesting stuff going on this station for anybody local and anybody in the world as well. Right, four tracks to get in, plus the results of the intense debate. We've got to recap everything. I think I'm all out of TMNT facts, but we've all learnt something. Who'd have thought any of them were based on Leonard Nimoy? Incredible. And who'd have thought any of them in their own comics punched Hitler? Lovely stuff. Yes, don't forget, it is Certified Nurses Day. It's also Let's Laugh Day. It's National Agriculture Day. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day. All week it's Clutter Awareness Week. And all throughout March it's Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month. Sorry if you suffer with any of those. Right, carrying on with the music that's been suggested by you fabulous people, shall we have next? What shall we have next? I think this may have been another James Ludlow suggestion. He's got two in a row. How has this happened? Amazing stuff, James. Thank you so much. Benny King.
When the night has come and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Phoenix FM.
Now that was Benny King and Stand By Me. If you listened all the way through the show, you may remember back to celebrity birthdays some hour and 20 minutes ago. And I also said happy birthday to a Mr. Phil Ludeman, celebrating an important birthday today. Now, Benny King performed with the Drifters for many years. Phil Ludeman managed the Drifters' tours in the UK and was very close to the Drifters and knew Benny King well. So, yeah, I love it when things like that link together. Fantastic stuff. Phil, if you're listening, again, have a wonderful birthday. It's coming to an end now, but I hope you've had a great day. Yeah, I love stuff like that. Brilliant. Now, we've not got too long left. What, 13 and a half minutes? That means you've probably got 3 minutes left to vote on the intense debate, assuming Aaron Taylor-Johnson doesn't accept the role he's been offered as the next James Bond. Who would be a good alternative? Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, or Cillian Murphy? Names that were in the running before Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered it. What do you think? I'll tell you who wins that poll in about 5 minutes' time. We need another track first, though. And then it's all looking good for fitting in everything I wanted to fit in. I'm quite pleased with myself. I'm sure you're thinking, just get on with it. We're trying to listen through till the end, till midnight. We're sticking with it. Thank you. Well done. Right, now, thanks to Graham Long, we're now going to hear from the Hollies. What a great track this is. I challenge you not to sing along.
So long, long road.
Phoenix FM.
Love that. The road is long. What a great track. The Hollies. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. Well, the intense debate is complete for another week. So, who has won? Now, the shock news happened since I released the poll that Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered the next James Bond role, assuming he doesn't take it. Who would be a good alternative? Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy. This has caught the imagination of voters. It's had a lot more votes than some of these polls in recent weeks. And I can tell you, in last place, Tom Hardy with 9.5% of the vote. In third place, Cillian Murphy with 14.3% of the vote. In second place, Idris Elba with 19% of the vote. And the winner by a long way, Henry Cavill, 57.1% of the vote. A lot of voters there. Thank you to everybody that got involved. Well, it seems unlikely now Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered, but if he doesn't accept, the public would like it to be Superman. Henry Cavill, he is a good actor. I've enjoyed a lot of his films. I liked him in the Mission Impossible film he was in. What was that? Which one? Can't remember. Before Dead Reckoning. I can't remember them all now. Ghost Protocol? No, it was after that. I'll remember it. In between. Me talking and this next track. Here's Eagle Eye Cherry, who wants to save tonight.
Gone and close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight, you and me. And a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't start to cry. 'Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Eagle Eye Cherry and Save Tonight. Well, just time to sum it up and then play a final track. Don't forget, it's been Certified Nurses Day, Let's Laugh Day, National Agriculture Day, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day. All week it's Clutter Awareness Week and it's Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month, all throughout March. Who'd have known the 19th of March was Tommy Cooper's, Wyatt Earp's and Bruce Willis's birthday? Thanks to everybody that suggested tracks that featured in tonight's show. La Denton, Jody Young, Maria on the Isle of Wight, Paul Milton, Sue Burton, Paul Saunders, Nick Field, Steve Williamson, Ian Lee, Denise Hare, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Ron Wilmot, James Ludlow, Graham Long. That's pretty much everyone whose tracks made it in. We have got a final one to play us out that I have selected. Of course, Scott Fish brought us a hard-hitting report from the Royal Horticultural Society. Things got lost in translation again, as ever. We've learnt one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was based on Leonard Nimoy. We've told you how to declutter the 90-90 rule. Have you used it in the last 90 days? Will you use it in the next 90 days? If the answer's no, get rid. And we found out if Aaron Taylor Johnson says no to Bond, people want Henry Cavill. What a packed show. I'll be back again at 10 p.m. next week. Have a great time in the meantime. And also, if it's at all possible and you know how to, then please tell everyone how to save a life. See you next week.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. He goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out straight up you all night. Did I know how to save a life? Let him know. Step past his defense without granting innocence.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.